Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I am continuing my conversation with Julie Williams. And Julie Williams and I became acquainted with each other in Cynthiana, Kentucky, back when I used to own a supermarket back in the late 90s, and bonded especially after the tragic flood that did a lot of damage in March 1st of 1997. And she and I co-hosted a pregame radio show for the Harrison County Football Thoroughbreds games. And just a really outstanding young lady. She was also worked for KISS FM 96.9 FM in Lexington back in the early 2000s. And then she moved to Parkersburg, West Virginia, and became news director and was a DJ there at Froggy 99 in Parkersburg, West Virginia. But unfortunately, her health took a turn for the worse. And unfortunately, she found out several months ago that she was going to need a 5-organ transplant, which included the duodenum, the stomach, her intestines, pancreas, liver, and even possibly a kidney. Fortunately, there's only two places in the United States, but one of them's close by, and that is Indianapolis, the other one Tampa. So she went there, and they told you that, Julie. And then I guess the big question is, though, were you a candidate for this type of transplant after they did all this testing and told you what you needed?
Yes, that was quite a shock to find out that I needed that type of medical treatment. And I was at first told that I ended up thinking, you know, I'm going to do, you know, this is fine. People get livers every day and, you know, the transplants. And then all of a sudden, like you said, it took a turn for the worse, and it was just something that I never dreamed would happen to me. When you think about the transplant itself, it's scary. But, you know, I found that throughout the whole thing and the peace that I've had, I can't tell you what it means to have that peace. And I just want everybody to know that there is peace in the middle of the storm. And we just have to believe. And that's where my faith has come in. I used to think that everything happens for a reason, and I know it does, to a point. But at the same time, I know that I'm not in control. And for years, I tried to be. I wanted to be the one to do the right thing, to heal myself, and be the one that was strong enough to get through everything. And then all of a sudden, I just got to the point where I couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't do it anymore. And then again, there comes that peace. And it's hard to explain, and hard still for me today to understand.
Well, I appreciate your honesty there. I mean, you grew up in church. You have a great singing voice back when you were healthier. And so, yet, when life did turn for the worse and incredible health challenges, you have trusted God. And I love you talk about the peace that God has provided, as you cried out in our last program, just about, God, I can't take this anymore. If this is the way that I'm going to live the rest of my life, just please take me on home with you. And I know a lot of people have cried that out, and for different reasons, whether financial or a divorce or just overwhelming life experiences. And yet, in your plea to God, he showed up big, you said, and he has continued to provide what the Bible says, a peace that passes all understanding, over the past 18 years as you have dealt with this. And on top of the illness, you've got three wonderful children, Elizabeth, Rachel, and Daniel. And, of course, Rachel, I believe, has been gracious enough when, obviously, you've not been able to keep working. You lost your apartment, and so she was said, "Mom, come on and move with me," and also your son Daniel. And tell a little bit. I know you love all three of your children, and I wish we had more time. But can you just tell people a little bit about Daniel and the special young man that he is?
He surely is. Daniel is high functioning, but he is special needs, and I can't begin to tell you the love and the joy that boy brings. I call him a boy, but he's 27 years old. But my boy, he has blessed me to no end with his love, his peace that he has about everything that he has problems with. And I just can't explain how much he means to me and everybody that meets him. He's got he has got the best outlook on things, and he just he loves God, and he knows that no matter what, he is exactly what God wants him to be. And that just means so much to me that he gives God that credit, that he gives God that glory. And, you know, he could be frustrated and upset because he can't do everything that everybody else can do. But at the same time, he does so much more than the doctors ever told me that he would be able to do. And I just praise him. I just praise God and thank him because he lives his life in a way that brings glory to God and honor to God, even though things are really rough on him sometimes.
Well, he is an inspiration. He's got a really, really sweet spirit. It was wonderful. Earlier this year, he participated in the Special Olympics, I believe, out west, and actually did really well. And I know as a mom, for you especially, all these health challenges you've been going through, that had to bring you a moment of joy, didn't it, just to see how well he did in the Special Olympics and how happy he was?
Yes, they have the Special Olympics has USA Games and Special Olympics USA Games, and it's just basically like any Olympic sport. And to think that Daniel got chosen to participate and in that type of competition, he really, really worked hard. He loves to bowl. I love to bowl. His grandfather, my dad, was inducted into the Northern Kentucky Bowling Hall of Fame on March the 17th of this past year, and so we've kind of got a little thing going there where, and then all of a sudden, you know, Daniel, not just that my dad bowls and everything, but it was kind of neat to have Daniel to be able to participate in the Special Olympics, and he did go, and it was July 1st through the 8th. And he is still so excited about the fact that he was chosen. You have to be chosen to do this type of competition, and that includes having to have win so many state championships, and he qualified with that. He is, has probably 10 or 12 state championships under his belt, and that qualified him to go to the USA Special Olympics Games.
Well, that's just tremendous, and I know just a real joy to your life during all this health and physical pains you're going through. And unfortunately, on September 17th, you finally got a letter that, you know, you were waiting to find out if you were eligible for the five organ transplant at Jewish Hospital in Indianapolis. And what did that letter say, Julie?
Well, I first had been told that I had to do a lot of testing, and some of my tests were good and some of them weren't, but they at the same time said that they believed that that they would be able to do the transplant and, you know, that I would get better. And then all of a sudden, I had some testing done, and it just did not come back well at all, and so I just ended up getting a letter Monday, 2 weeks ago, that stating that the chances of me recovering from this type of surgery were very slim. And so, just like that, all of a sudden, I don't want to say I don't have any hope. I do have hope, and I believe in God's healing. But at the same time, you know, it's scary. And I have prayed so many times that, just like Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane, "Father, if it be your will, I want to praise you through this, but also I want the healing that you have promised." And again, it's hard to explain, but the peace that comes over you. But I prayed to God that He would that if this cup could pass from me, that's my ultimate prayer. But if not, if it is mine to do, then I pray for acceptance, and I pray for my kids to be able to have the peace. And they're not doing real well with this. They are really, really hurt and upset. But I've told them that about the peace that I have. And I said, if you can't find peace in it for yourself, then I want you to find peace that I am at peace with it. And I've told God so many times how much that I want that peace for my children.
Well, Julie, I love what you're saying, and I want you to continue with one more program. This is powerful stuff. Please tune us with us tomorrow as we continue our conversation with Julie Williams on Hope Is Here.